Now, adjust the volume control so that the sound can be heard in all parts of the room.
This is the Protect Your Assets podcast.
Mr. Sandman,
you get the idea?
Bring me a dream.
It's on the internet.
Make him the cutest that I've ever seen.
Go on.
Give him two lips like roses and clover.
It's a great program.
And tell him that his lonesome nights are over, Sandman.
What is it?
It's exactly what I need.
It's a slam dunk.
It's great.
It's like no cheese I've ever tasted.
Please turn on your magic beat.
Oh, here he comes.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a
Here's David Hollander.
It's so great to be with you here on this 4th of July weekend. Happy 4th, everybody. Hope you had a great 4th of July. It was safe and sound. Fireworks were certainly spectacular. For those of you just joining me for the first time, welcome. People around here, yep, they call me the Sandman. You hear the magical jingle in the background. That's because I help people answer their most troubled legal or financial questions every week right here. And that's because I am a financial advisor and a practicing attorney. We are broadcasting live right now out of our studio right here in downtown Oakland, California. And this past week I got to visit one of my favorite studios in a basement. It's kind of cool to meet the guys and everything. But anyway, so if you have a question, maybe you want to know about what you do if you're going to file a divorce. I don't know, anything like that. Go ahead and call 866-PROTECT, 866-PROTECT. My team's standing by and we'd be happy to answer your question. Or maybe something comes up during the week. I don't know. We're all running around. Things happen. And you want to know what the Sandman would do? Well, you can always tweet me a question anytime you like at PYA Radio. Again, that's at PYA Radio, stands for Protect Your Assets. Anytime you like. I really appreciate those. Are you a business owner? Well, if you are, then you probably are very busy right now. You're out driving around. You're doing something related to your business. Appreciate you listening to the show. So I'm glad you're listening this morning because, look, whether you're a solo consultant, have your own business, or have 100-plus employees, did you know there are all kinds of ways that you could be saving more money for retirement right now and paying a lot, not just a little, a lot less in taxes than you are right now? Business owners miss out on these opportunities all the time to save money. And that's because you're so busy. I know you are. That's what's great about this show is you can listen as you work and maybe learn something. I know you don't have time to concentrate, but it's great when you pay less taxes and save more money. It just feels good. And I know that is important to you. So do yourself a favor this morning. Remember, saving, you don't know what you don't know. So now is the time to listen to today's show, where over the next 45 minutes, I'm going to go over money and tax saving strategies for business owners. We applaud you as a business owner right now because I know you're not appreciated for all the hard work, all the hours you put in, all the sacrifice you make. And you do this because you love it. You love running that company. You love doing what you do. And you know, I really can appreciate the folks who are out there driving around and delivering their own food that they made that morning and staying late to do the payroll. And I understand. I understand all about it. And as a business owner, you should take advantage of, listen to what I'm saying, take advantage of every opportunity that you have. It's not that you're not entitled to it. You are. You just have to know about it. And you, Mr. Small Business Owner, if you don't have an employee, this is for you. So probably the easiest type of overlooked thing that you can do right now, this is so simple, is you can open up what's called the traditional IRA. Now, this allows you to put away up to $6,000 a year tax deferred. Now, if you're over 50, you just started that business, throw another $1,000 on top of that. And that's $7,000 you can put away. Now, you may say, well, that doesn't seem like a lot. Well, it is if you don't have to pay taxes on it and it grows tax deferred and that it can grow over time. Just give yourself some time. Oh, I do have a caller right now, a small business owner, Chris from San Jose. Good morning, Chris.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. How can I help you?
I just started my own small construction business and just wondering how I can protect it.
All right. Well, that's a great question. And the best thing you do to protect yourself as a construction business owner, do you have any employees?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Well, then you definitely want to protect yourself, because if they make a mistake on the job, you're going to be liable. So the first thing you want to do is set up what's called an LLC, a limited liability corporation. And that way, if anybody out there causes a problem on the job site, then you're not going to be responsible. But the other thing I want you to do to protect yourself is you need to open up a Roth IRA, okay? Or an IRA, but some type of IRA, because I want you to start saving some money for retirement. Have you done that yet?
No, I have not.
All right, well, we're going to make it easy for you. So I want to appreciate you for calling this morning, and stay tuned, because we're going to give you the answer here shortly.
Thank you, David.
You got it, buddy. There are also potential income limits when it comes to the Roth IRA, so I wanted to throw that out there. You can't just go ahead and open one up. Make sure that you meet the income threshold, and so run that by your tax person or financial advisor, or hold on for a few seconds, and I'll tell you how you can take advantage of me. Also, the other thing you can do is you can open up a solo 401k as a business owner. Now, I like this plan because it takes all the attributes of, say, a large corporate 401k like you may have heard about. Maybe your spouse has one or a friend. And it lets you, the small business owner, do it yourself. And this is, again, for a self-employed individual. If you don't have employees, you would take a look at this, because there's no discrimination testing, they call it. However, you are limited to a contribution amount of $56,000 a year. Again, if you're over 50, you could do $62,000. Now, for the self-employed individual in a position to sock away a lot of income to bolster their retirement nest egg, this could be a real winner for you. And it also has what's called loan provisions, meaning if you need to take money out down the road, you could. And so for my friend who just called in with a construction company, that might be a good idea to set one of those up, because right now I know you're very busy. You probably have 6 or 7 jobs going at one time. And you may remember back in 2008, 9, 10, that wasn't the reality of the economy, because people didn't have the money to spend. So right now, when things are good and you're making money, now's the time to start putting away big amounts of money. So then later on, if you're in trouble and you need to borrow against those things, which I don't recommend, but you could if you had to with the solo 401k. And again, remember that $56,000 that you would put into something like that comes straight off the top of your income. So in other words, instead of making $120,000, just subtract $56,000, and now you're only paying taxes on the $70,000-some-odd. Okay, that's how that works. And that could help. That could help push you into the 12% tax bracket. Because right now, maybe you're, based on your income, you're not really aware of the tax bracket you're in. You could be in the high 20s, maybe low 30s. But just by shifting some capital like this into some of these plans I'm talking about, you can actually lower your tax bracket and pay a lot less taxes. Makes a lot of sense. Another very common one for folks who have no employees, like you maybe, that might be a SEP IRA. You heard me right, SEP, SEP IRA. These have very low plan costs and simpler administration than a solo 401k, because with the 401k, you're going to have startup fees and setup fees. It could be anywhere from $500 to $2,000 just to set them up. On an ongoing basis, you're going to have record-keeping fees. You have to pay someone called a third-party administrator. And that could cost you between $750 to $2,000 a year. Again, it should make sense when you look at the tax aspect of all that, but those are your fees. With a SEP IRA, your fees are very low, and you can put away up to 25% of your compensation, or $56,000. Now, this one may not make sense, again, if you're making more money. So the one that I really want you to take a look at, if you are in this situation, is something called the cash balance plan. So if you're making $200,000 or more of gross income, take a look at the cash balance option, because in these types of plans, you can combine different plans together and you could put away up to $300,000 of income. So imagine you made $400,000 this year. You could stick away $300,000 of that into these combination plans I'm talking about, and then only pay tax on the remaining income, which could put you in the 12% tax bracket once again. So you may be sitting out there right now with $400,000 plus of income. You're cruising. I know you're busy. You're maybe taking a breath right now drinking your coffee. But guess what? You could actually lower your tax bracket down to 12% on that income. And you talk about just a kick right there in terms of your savings plan. Well, that will do it. just from the tax code alone. So we're talking about some huge potential savings when it comes to your taxes. And if you're in your 40s, early 50s, running a business right now and just feel like you're like the Ramones there in the beginning of the song I played, you're just going for it. I understand. Take a big breath right now. Let's breathe through our nose. Exhale through our mouth. And think about this. Are you taking advantage of all the opportunities that exist? Coming up next, it's time for our popular They Say segment, where I'm going to review the biggest mistake business owners make all the time. It pays to keep it right here. You're listening to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. That's me. We'll be right back.
Times are changing. Some would say they've already changed. And how do you actually protect your assets? David Hollander's Protect Your Assets events focus on common financial concerns that individuals and families face in retirement. Things like how to prepare for unexpected medical expenses and ways to create income to help support your desired lifestyle. Join us at our next free event to learn how addressing these concerns can help you feel more confident about the days ahead and help you sleep better at night. Just go to pyaevents.com and reserve your seat today. That's pyaevents.com and sign up or join the wait list today. pyaevents.com.
Now it's time for your Protect Your Assets report with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Today's question comes from Jane, and Jane messaged us on Facebook. She's in San Francisco, and she's turning 65 in May, and she wants to know, how does she get her Medicare? So Jane, there's several different options when it comes to Medicare. I'm going to cover Part A, Part B, and Part D today, and then we'll come back to Part C on Friday. Keep in mind that once you do sign up for Medicare as well, plans change, benefits change, and premiums change, so you're going to want to evaluate it each year. So let's break Medicare down into several parts. You have Part A, Part B, Part C, and Part D. Part A covers hospital care, skilled nursing, hospice, and some health care. If you or your spouse has at least 10 years of Social Security work history, then it's free. If you don't have that work history, this can cost you up to $413 a month. Part B covers doctor's visits, preventative care, outpatient care, and hospitalization, and the average cost for 2018 was $134 a month. Part D covers prescription drugs, and premiums in 2018 were averaged about $33.50. We'll see what Congress does with the latest prescription drug bill, though. If you'd like to sit down with somebody and go through all your benefits when it comes to Medicare, call this number, 866-PROTECT.
Call David and his team today at 1-866-PROTECT. That's 1-866-PROTECT.
No, we don't have magic sand to throw in your face when you're sleeping. But we do have proven strategies, well-educated financial advisors, and fiduciaries on staff. A registered CPA at your disposal, and three estate planning lawyers on staff. Now, let's get back to the show. Here is David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm David Hollander. I'm also known as the Sandman, but you already knew that. And you're listening to Protect Your Assets. The financial and investing world, I know, can be complex, confusing, and you become paralyzed. Or you can end up making some bad mistakes. See this happen all the time. Mistakes that can cost you big time. Well, I believe that the only cure for this is education, and that's why today we're talking about business owners and what they can do to put away more money, because they just now are learning about things that they didn't know before. And so now it's time for one of our fan favorite parts of the show, our They Say segment.
They Say.
Are you kidding me?
Where we debunk common myths, half-truths, and sometimes just bad advice that they say.
Can you give me an example of what you're talking about?
So here's one they say: that business owners should invest back into their business, and that's the best investment they can make. Well, what do you think? Is that true? I know why you feel this way, by putting stacks of money back into your business, because we all do it, and it's because it's our business, and we understand the business, and we think that we know all about it. And so it feels good not only to put the money back into the business, but it seems somewhat comforting in a way. It's kind of like a security blanket. And so this is something that I see all the time as we look at small businesses. And I want you to understand, we have a CPA on staff and attorneys, not only just financial advisors, and we like to help you with your business. Most people don't know we do that, and we do. We like to help you think about your business, kind of like a consultant in a way, that just gives you another opinion about how you could run your business more profitably. We really love enjoying doing that. So I see people doing this all the time as we look through their business P&Ls. And you know what? I understand why you're doing it. But I also want you to think about some of the things you're doing when you do that. And I want you to think back to 2008 through, say, 2011, 12. Remember that time? If you were in business during that time, you know what I'm talking about. That was an example of something that you cannot control. Think about that for a moment. Your business may be great. Customers coming in. Great product. Whatever you happen to be doing, you're doing great. I know that. We had someone who had their own construction business call in earlier. He's doing fantastic right now. I understand this. But guess what? You can't control economic forces. And if you think back to 2008 through 2012, what was going on in your business at that time, if you had a business at that time? If you don't have the experience of that, then think about this. What if economically everything changed tomorrow? In other words, the jobs got cut. The job went way back up again, 8-9% unemployment rates. You had interest rates rising. You had an economy, a stock market that was down 30%, 40%, 50%. These things happen, and they've happened in the past, and they can happen again. And these are outside economic forces that you cannot control. And if they happen again, what's going to happen to your business? How will that bear down on you? You could be doing everything right now. You could be building in a way that makes sense, but does it really make sense? Should you be putting every dollar back into your business? Because if you're doing that, you're not concentrating on what I call risk, market risk. You have to start thinking about diversification as it pertains to your business, not your investment portfolio. That's a good idea, and you hear about that. But as to your business, you need to start diversifying the capital that's coming in. Last segment, if you missed it, go back and listen, pyaradio.com. I gave you three ideas that can put away capital into another area, even though you're making money right now. And if you do these things I'm talking about, your tax rate will also go down on top of that. So it's like a double whammy, that works to your benefit. Okay? So start thinking about diversifying that income that's coming in right now. So if we have this economic pullback, recession, whatever you want to call, it's not going to last forever. We know that. But you'll be around. You'll be able to weather that storm, and you'll be able to keep producing or doing whatever it is you're doing, because you're going to reduce, not eliminate. I'm just talking about reducing some of that inherent risk that we all suffer because we get so tracked into our business. We get so focused on what we're doing that we just don't think about the other things outside there, and you have to. Any good race car driver knows you got to pay attention to the traffic around you, because you could be a fantastic driver, but it takes one idiot on the left side you don't see who comes in and hits your left rear tire, never saw it, and you're out of the race. So you've got to pay attention to these things at all times and have yourself a contingency plan. So if business fails, if the economy slows down, maybe you lose your biggest customer. I've seen all this happen to our clients, and I got to tell you, those who are diversified in their income strategy, those who are taking advantage of the tax code right now, they weather these things. They come out on top. They look better, and they're happier. And again, that's what it's all about. Some ideas for deductions. If you have a home, I know if you're a business owner, you're probably working at home, because you're thinking about business, right? Even though you leave it maybe at the office, it's impossible not to think about it. It's your baby. It's your business. Well, I hope you're taking a deduction. The Internal Revenue Code allows dwelling unit owners to rent their property to other individuals, maybe like your corporation, for instance, for up to 14 days or fewer in a calendar year, and take a tax deduction for that. If you're not doing that, you need to be doing that. Also, if you have self-employment tax, as a business owner, you know what I'm talking about. That 15.3% self-employment tax that hits you with a good chunk of your annual income. Are you tired of paying that? Well, if you are, then look at getting an S corporation. You can reduce, not eliminate, but you can reduce your self-employment tax by establishing an S corporation. Now, you heard someone call in earlier. If you were listening, he asked me what sort of a corporation he might think about. I mentioned LLC. That's another option where you could elect a corporate tax structure instead of a partnership tax structure. You may not have known that. That can help as well. So these are different sorts of corporate strategies you can unveil into your business to lower not only your liability, but also your tax rates. And these are all things that we do at our firm because we're tax advisors. We're also lawyers. We're also financial advisors. It takes an army, a team, really to help you through these problems because these are things you deal with. And most financial firms I come across are not set up like us. Just they're different. They just work with finance. Well, we do all three. We do finance, we do legal, and we do tax. And right now you can see why that makes sense. You know, this past week, Jim came into our office, and Jim had a pretty large concentration of Blue Apron stock. You may remember that stock. You may want to go look it up and just chart it. Chart it for the last 6 months and see what happens. It got crushed. And I want to ask you a question. Are you protected from the unknown, from that happening to your business, maybe your concentrated stock position right now? Well, if you're not, or if you're not sure, it never hurts to get a second opinion. Whether you're worth $500,000, including your real estate, $5 million, or $50 million potentially with your business, you could sell it. Coming to my office for a complimentary 1 hour meeting could change the next 40 years of your life. Think about that. Don't you think spending an hour of your time is worth 40 years of confidence? It's time for a quick break, but when I come back, if you're a business owner, should you have an LLC, an S corp, or a C corp? Great question. Find out when I return. It pays to keep it right here on Protect Your Assets. We'll be right back.
Take the first step toward reaching your financial goals and get the information that can help you live a confident retirement. That first step is going to pyaevents.com and signing up for our next free event. That's pyaevents.com. Now back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Hey, welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman, but you already knew that, and you're listening to Protect Your Assets. And this morning, I'm talking to my business owner friends out there who have started their own business, so focused on it, and you're just running into the ground. I know you're working super hard right now. It's been a good economy, a good run. In fact, we celebrated the longest bull market in history this past week, 121 months. And I know you're doing everything you can to stay ahead of it, but I want you to step back for a second this morning and think about something else. Think about what happens when the inevitable occurs and we have another recession and what that will do to your business and how you can diversify yourself right now from that sort of event and keep going, because that's what it's all about at the end of the day. One of the best ways to do that is to attend one of my educational workshops, and we're going to be doing one again this Thursday at the Moraga Library. I will be there. This will be a free public event, and we would love to have you show up, and we're going to be talking about the specifics of Social Security. So maybe as a business owner, you've thought about it, you're either ambivalent or not real confident in it being there, whatever it happens to be, come find out more about it and how much you can get out of it and have that contribute to your overall retirement success, if you will, or plan. There's a lot to know about it. There's so many different ways to collect it, particularly if you're married. And we'll be doing that now. So if you'd like to come to that, go to PYA Events. Again, that's PYAEvents.com. right now, and you can register right there. You can bring a friend. In fact, I'd love you to bring a guest if you'd like, and I'll be there, and I'd be happy to chat with you afterwards and answer your questions right there in the setting of a Public Library. So again, pyevents.com this Thursday night in Moraga. Want to wish a happy birthday to Dr. Bart Lally. It's a big one, doctor, and he's still out there working. Congratulations. Marty Schwager, another big date there as well. Kamalyn Hanchali, Jenny Lowry, and Jean Yamashita. Happy birthday to all of you. Now let's get back to the content. This morning we've been talking about business owners and some very important ways that you can pay less in taxes and actually save more money doing nothing different than you're doing right now, because I'm going to do the heavy lifting for you. All you have to do is just understand what I'm talking about. So the last couple segments we were talking about different financial plans you could set up, retirement accounts, some business corporation tax strategies you could involve. If you missed any of it because you're just tuning in, go check out my podcast at PYA Radio, pyaradio.com. That's where you listen to the podcast. And the podcasts are really cool because we've actually taken them down. So you can do it in about 23 minutes when you're just driving on the road, or maybe you're making dinner at home for the family. It's a way where you can get all that information in a nice, tasty little snack, if you will, and educate your mind right there at pyaradio.com. So we were talking about different types of retirement plans. Now, the 401k is available to small employers. So if you have employees, I talked about the first segment, a solo 401k, that's for no employees. If you have employees and you have a smaller business, then take a look at the small employer 401k plan. This is a pretty good plan, and a lot of your employees like this. In fact, you're going to make them happy if you put one of these in place. They may not like it at first. They may not contribute to it, but folks like us can come out and educate your staff on why this makes sense and why they want to contribute to it. And get this, you can put away up to $19,000 a year for your employee contribution. But as an employer, you can also make an employer contribution. I don't know if you know that. A lot of people don't do this. So the employee can contribute and so can the employer. And that can be up to $25,000 for someone up to age 50. Over 50, it can go up to $62,000 a year. $62,000 a year. So that's pretty good. And that, again, is if the employee and the employer are contributing. So maybe you tie some bonuses to that. You could do that. So this will help your productivity. Can give you all sorts of flexibility when it comes to your employee taking loans if they need it, maybe using money for a first-time home purchase. They could do a pre-tax Roth option that could be associated with this. So there's a lot of very good options, again, depending on your corporate structure, your business makeup, and the employee's age. All sorts of things we can do here. These are somewhat complex. We're more than happy to help you do this. But the other thing I'd like you to think about is, for some, the traditional C corporation. These are the large corporations of the old days. I think about Detroit and these large automakers with these big C corporations. Yes, that's what a C corporation is. But that structure could be very favorable, particularly to you Bay Area employers. Why? Because it gives you the ability to use tax-free employee fringe benefits that you can't do with an S corporation. So like what? Well, you go into these places. I was in one this last week, and you walk in and they have this big cafeteria, and there's some person there making the meal of the day, and then they have dinners, and it's kind of this social fun thing to keep your employees working. Duh. So, you know, this is a good idea. And how do you pay for all that? Well, with a C corporation, you could do it. You could also do medical and disability type plans, long-term care insurance. A lot of people are asking for that right now. These are ways where you can do these sorts of things, even tuition reimbursement. You heard me right. So the corporate structure is something that you really want to pay attention to, particularly for your small to medium businesses right now that are growing in the Bay Area, and you're trying to compete with these other tech companies that are, frankly, you know, outspending you. We know what that's like. You can also compete with them if you do sort some of these things I'm talking about and use your capital in a different way. So think about this. Picture a day when you don't have to worry anymore about your business. Picture a day when you're on a cruise ship in the Mediterranean with your wife, And she looks at you in the eyes and says to you, thank you so much for working so hard all those years and making this possible. And you see the stress in her face, it's gone. And you're both happy. Think of a day, picture a day when you can relax. You can travel. You can wake up in the morning and make yourself a smoothie. Maybe enjoy coffee. And then read the paper or do a golf round or go see your friend down the street. Do everything you ever wanted to do. I want to give a big thanks out to the Protect Your Assets team for putting together another great show today. My executive producer, Anthony Kojikari, network manager, Kevin Renfer, running the board back there. Great job, Kev. And of course, all my fabulous producers, Allison, Matt, Phil, Felicia. Thank you so much, because without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. Thanks again, everybody. You've been listening to Protect Your Assets. I am David Hollander, the Sandman. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life.
Protect Your Assets with David Hollander is heard across the nation, not just because of the personal services we offer, but because the Sandman's listeners really are sleeping better at night. Just go to PYARadio.com on your computer or mobile device and pick a show. That's PYARadio.com. You can listen right there or download for later. PYARadio.com.
All calls have been screened, and callers should not expect their conversations with David Hollander on the radio or with staff to be held in confidence. Legal information provided on the air is not intended to be a substitute for callers hiring their own lawyer to advise them about personal legal matters. Proper advice depends on analysis of all the facts and circumstances, and information given on this program is general financial commentary and cannot be relied upon pertaining to your specific financial situation. California Life Agent number 0B48569. Listeners should consult their own financial advisor or conduct their own due diligence before making any financial decisions. The preceding program was paid for by Liberty Group, LLC, and the views and opinions of the host do not represent those of this station or its ownership.